Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, that song, it touched my spirit so much. Y'all should see me. I'm just in tears right now because when the lyrics said, for everything I am, you showed me. For everything I've got, you showed me. For danger seen and unseen, you showed me. For being a part of you, you showed me. You showed me your love. You showed me you care. You showed me your mercy because you're still there. And I just want somebody right now to just give God a hand clap of praise for showing us who he is. Not just showing us for who he is, or who he is to us, but showing us who we are in him, showing us for who we are in him, in Christ Jesus. Let's just be clear who we are in Christ. So thank you, God, for showing us, and thank you, God, for showing up and showing out for us. My God, I just want to give God a hand clap of praise right now. I just thank him so much for waking us up this morning. I thank him so much for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs. I thank you so much for giving us another day to get it right with you. I thank you so much. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you so much for the calling over our lives. Come on now. I thank you so much. And I know some of you may be like, well, I don't even know really what God has called me for, or I know what God has called me for, but I need a little courage to move in obedience. And I just pray that God gives you a holy boldness right now to do just whatever it is that he has called you to do. And so, yes, my God, thank you, God, for showing us your unchanging love. Oh, my goodness, I just really can't stop thanking God this morning because he is forever worthy. He is forever. Yes. Ooh, my goodness. I just feel so good right now all over because I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm just so grateful for his unchanging love. Like, let's just stick right there. God's unchanging love. God's unchanging love. He does not change. He's not like man. My God, he's not like man. And yes, God is good all the time. Yes. I'm seeing the chat, seeing what you're saying in the chat. God is good all the time. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, God is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so that was one of the songs that, you know, I came across during my time, like, you know, just I always add things to the playlist, to the playlist, and this is one of the songs that was added to the playlist. And another song that I played for you all was Deserve to Win, and Get Ready for the Win. I just wanted to just declare that for someone, for us this morning, get ready for the win. And when you get ready for the win, a part of that is a mental preparation too, because you have to prepare for the win. You have to expect to win, expect to win in your career. I want you to expect to win in your finances. I want you to expect to win in your health, expect to win in your relationships, and expect to win in your businesses. Yes, I said businesses because, listen, I just pray that multiple businesses or multiple financial revenues or streams of revenues, excuse me, will come our way in Jesus' name. And so I want to get into it this morning as to what the Lord was sharing with me to share with you all. And so I want to say it was on Friday. Yes, on the Lord really showed me something, and I was just like, wow, wow. That's all I could really say. Wow, God, thank you. Thank you for showing me. And it was basically a message to keep going, my child, to keep going, because I have so much to do through you. And I just want to plant that seed into somebody who right now who is just thinking like, God, what are you doing with me? What are you doing in my career? What are you doing in my business? What are you doing, Lord? What are you doing? And I just believe that God has so much he wants to do through you. And I pray that he shows you and confirms as you go along your path how impactful the call is on your life, or how impactful the assignment he has given you is. And so I was talking to a friend and former colleague on Friday, and she said, you know, I listen to your prayer calls all the time, and they're such a blessing. They're really helping me out in my career journey. And I was like, oh, that's, I'm so glad, you know, to God be the glory. You know, I'm so happy that you're getting something out of it. I'm so happy. And so she said, on a side note, my daughter asked me the other day about your prayer calls, since she's usually in the car when I join. She was curious about how to join the group, and I told her it only requires her to listen in. So I'm glad she's feeling inspired to join. My God, the way I read that and the way I was in tears. Listen, I want to read this one part again. She said she was curious about how to join the group, and I told her it only requires her to listen in. So I'm glad she's inspired to join. My God. And to put it into more context, her daughter is young, like preteens or maybe even a teenager. I don't know, but I know she's young. She's still in grade school. And so when she told me this, immediately the Lord started sharing with me in my spirit, keep going. I want to reach generations through you. Ooh. Mm. He said, keep going. I want to reach generations through you. I want to reach generations through you. So this morning, I am telling you, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, the assignment, the call, is bigger than you think. It's bigger than you think. It's not just about you. It's not just about your family, but it's about the people that you have never even met. It's about the people that needs to hear the name of Jesus. It's about the people that are growing up in the your children's children. It's about the generations to come, the generations that are being risen up that are growing up right now, that literally the generations that need to hear the name of Jesus more often than not. They need to be planted, have the seeds planted. It's about them. It's about that generation that needs the word of God in their hearts, that needs the utterance of the Holy Spirit on their tongue. Come on now, like, ooh, yes, it just did something to me. It sparked something within me. So it lit a fire within me. And I pray that you are receiving this in the way that I received it, or better, that your calling, your assignment is bigger than you. It's for the generations that you didn't even think you were going to touch, I'm thinking I'm just touching professionals. I'm thinking I'm just touching people that really need a word to keep going and be encouraged to pursue their career goals or their business goals. But Lord showed me, he said, this is bigger than that. This is bigger than that. You're not only planting seeds in their heads, you're planting seeds in the generation to come. You're planting seeds in your daughter's head. Because let me tell you, she told me her daughter was interested in joining the prayer calls on a regular basis. But let me tell you, my daughter is sitting right beside me, and she just was begging me, "Mommy, wake me up so I can hear the prayer calls." I'm planting seeds in my children's heads, meaning they're going to plant seeds in their heads, generations to come. And let me tell you, when we say, "God, I want you to break, I pray that you break these generational curses and give us generational blessings," this prayer, prayer is a generational blessing. Whether you know it or not, prayer is a generational blessing. And what you say and how you're nurturing your children or someone else's child, let me tell you, that's a generational blessing they are acquiring. Come on, they are acquiring. You are passing down the generational blessing of prayer, the generational blessing, so that they can now pray the prayers strategically. Be strategic on how they're praying. Be strategic on how they're meeting God in the secret place. Come on now. How they're meeting God in the secret place. It's, they gonna know. They gonna know when they come against the demonic spirits in the school. They gonna know how to fight. They gonna know how to fight with prayer. They gonna know how to fight with being on their knees daily at night and saying, "God, I need you right now. I need you to show up in my life. I need you to show up in my school life. I need you to show up in my family life." These are the children that we're talking about. The children, and they are our future, period. Okay? So that is why we have to continuously nurture them, despite, you know, the behavior sometimes. Let's just be real. We're going to nurture the kids, and we're going to nurture them in a way that is pleasing to God. I always pray this prayer. I say, "God, help me to be a parent that is pleasing to you, that is pleasing to you, and help me to nurture and nourish my children in a way that is pleasing to you." And so the scripture that the Lord brought to my remembrance when this occurrence happened on Friday was Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9. If you're not familiar with it, I'm going to share with you what it say, but I'm going to share with you verses 9-10. It says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." And so in the commentary, as you know, I love to give the commentary, it states, "It is discouraging to continue to do what is right and neither receive any words of thanks nor see any tangible results." I don't know about you all. This is where I put the pen in the commentary, but we live in a society that wants to see tangible results and want to see them fairly quickly. But, you know, you're not going to see that all the time. That's just not how it works, right? But we need to continue and be challenged not to give up, but to keep on doing good and to trust God for the results. I'm going to say that last part again. Don't give up, but to keep on doing good and to trust God for the results. In due time, we will reap a harvest of blessing. And so I just believe and declare and decree right now that we will reap a harvest of blessing in due time. our time is coming. Our time is coming to reap it. We may be in a reaping season right now. Praise God for it. We may be next door to the reaping season. Praise God for it. And so I just thank God in advance for our reaping season, for our reaping season. Plant the seeds, plant the seeds, plant the seeds, sow the seeds, nourish the seeds. Come on now. And watch them grow. Watch them grow. Watch the harvest grow and blossom before your eyes, before your eyes. And so I wanted to share really quickly with you some just key lessons from the verse, key lessons from the verse Galatians 6:9. It states perseverance. When you read that and download that verse in your spirit, the lessons that you can learn from this is perseverance in doing good. Perseverance in doing good. And so as life challenges and discouragements, it may tempt us as believers to give up. But obviously we are called to persist in acts of kindness, service, and righteousness. Also, another lesson is God's perfect timing. I don't know about you all, but God's timing is impeccable, literally impeccable. It is always good. And I just be knowing, I'd be like, it must just not be the time. God ain't, yeah. God ain't breathe on this just yet. But the time is coming, and I know it's going to be right on time. And so with God's perfect timing, the rewards of faithfulness may not be immediate. So basically, when you're doing things, when you're planning things, when you are going about, you know, just a regular, you know, day, your faithfulness each day, the reward of that may not be immediate, but God's promises, he promises a harvest at the right and appointed time for you. And so another lesson is hope and encouragement. Hope and encouragement. And so when difficulties arise, this verse, Galatians 6:9, should definitely remind you that your efforts are not in vain. Your efforts are not in vain. I believe that God sees us as we are working, as we are moving forward, as we are pressing in this season of our lives. God sees us. The work that we do, it does not go unseen, especially the work that we do in private. Come on now. The work that we do in private, because everyone, we live in a society now that, ew, it has to all be public. No, it don't. It does not have to be all put on social media. It doesn't have to be all, you know, at that time as you are moving. Now, if you are, you know, called to do that, then I say do it. But if that ain't what you're supposed to be doing, you know, I will scale back. But yes, when the appointed time comes, celebrate publicly. Yes, you said we do a lot of work in private. Yes, we do a lot of work in private, but I want to challenge you to do this in private. Work on yourself. Work on yourself in private. In private. And so when the appointed time comes, whoo, they be like, oh, she's showing up. Brand new. She's showing up in a way that is unrecognizable. It could, because you're showing up in a way that God has blessed you. It's like I really can't describe it, but you're showing up in a way where God has ordained this to happen. God has ordained your footsteps. He has said, this is the time. This is the time right now to show up. And so when you show up, I pray that God gives you all of heaven's resources to show up properly and to show up in a way that attracts his people towards you, to attract his people towards him. Okay. All right. You say, yes, work on myself in private, showing up and showing out. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, in Jesus' name. We're going to show up and show out in Jesus' name. Come on now. And so as you also think about this scripture, Galatians 6:9, you know, the lessons, perseverance and doing good, God's perfect timing, hope and encouragement, and really not feeling like your efforts are in vain. Whew, let me tell you, of course, it can be very hard to stay encouraged, very hard to be in that waiting season for your perfect time, for God's perfect time, and very hard to persevere. And so as we are persevering, as we are moving forward, there may be things that God is challenging us with, and you may have that inkling to look over to your left, to your right, upside down to see what your neighbor is doing. But I want to encourage you to have a focused spirit, to have a focused spirit, a forward-focused spirit, and to fully focus on what you are supposed to be doing in this season of your life. And so verse in particular that I just pray over my life all the time, especially as I'm working and doing, you know, even the prayer calls sometimes. I'll be honest, you know, I'm not a morning person, but this is, God has called me to do this. And so I'm like, God, I'm pressing, but I'm tired. I'm pressing, but I'm showing up. I may be hurting, but I'm showing up. Okay. And may not always see the tangible results or whatever. And this could be your case too, in maybe your career, your business, or what have you. And so as you go through, as you, you know, maybe take a sneak peek at your partner or at your neighbor and try to say, oh Lord, I see what they're doing. My goodness. I always pray this prayer. God, create in me a clean heart. God, put a new and right spirit within me. Oh, new and right spirit within me. And that is specifically Psalms 51:10, because I want a pure heart. I want a pure heart. And sometimes when we stick a sneak peek at our neighbor or take a sneak peek at whomever we may be looking at, we can kind of have a, you know, something can come over us, right? Let's just be real. And be like, well, why don't you get all this or that and third, this, that, and the third? And I'm like, oh, Lord, purify my heart right now. Ooh, yes, Lord. And so I just pray that prayer over you all as well as you continue your journey in doing good, as you can see steadfast in your efforts to live righteously and serve others. And even when you may not see those immediate results, even when you may not see those immediate results, just know that Galatians 6:9 definitely reassures us that your faithfulness will be rewarded in due time. And I pray you meditate over that scripture as well as Psalms 51:10. As you go throughout your work week this week. All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, Lord. God, we thank you for showing up and showing out for us. God, we thank you for showing us your unchanging love, your unchanging love for us, Lord, and to give us the boldness within our spirit to move throughout this work week in a way we have never moved before. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us move unapologetically. Let us move with a new spirit, with a purified spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us move and not be shaken by the chaos of this world, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for people right now that are looking for employment right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for them prospering in their career. I thank you, Lord, for a smooth transition to another career opportunity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you give them comfort, the ones that have been fired, and let go suddenly, God. I ask that you comfort their hearts, comfort their minds, and be Jehovah Jireh and show up and provide for their every need in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you for giving us a spirit of expectancy, a spirit of expectancy to win in our careers, a spirit of expectancy to win in our finances, our health, our relationships, and our businesses, God. God, I thank you. I thank you for allowing us to reach generations. My God, allow us to reach generations, the generations maybe in front of us and the generations behind us, God. I thank you for planting seeds, Lord. And I just pray that the seeds are watered and they're nourished and they grow and they blossom, Lord. And whatever gifts that the generations have, Lord, I ask that they use their gifts and they give it back to you in the name of Jesus, and ultimately draw more people to you by using their gifts that you have given them. So God, we thank you. We thank you for constantly protecting us from danger seen and unseen, Lord. Lord, we thank you for protecting us from the chaoticness that is going on in this world right now. We pray for this world. We pray for this nation, Lord. And we just ask that you grant us peace within our mind, peace in this world, peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for open doors, my God. We thank you for open doors in this season of we don't even know what may be happening next in our careers. We thank you for opening the doors for us, and not just any door, but the door that has our name on it. We thank you for flinging it open just for us in due time. And so God, as we continue to seek you first about any and everything in our lives, Lord, as we continue to seek you, have us to not grow weary in this season. Have us to not have a spirit of worryness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so we just cast out worry right now in the name of Jesus. We cast out doubt. We cast out any fears right now in the name of Jesus. And we just submit all of it to you. Submit every burden to you right now, Lord, because you are the burden bearer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And nothing is too hard for you in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is impossible, Lord, with you. So God, we just thank you. We thank you for your supernatural blessings. We thank you for supernatural strength. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. Some of you all may be off today because of the holiday, but I pray that you have a restful one and that you have a productive week. All right, I'll catch you up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.